It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thank you so much for joining us today, folks. We're so excited that you're here. It is St. Patrick's Day today, which is very exciting.
Ooh, yeah.
And we should probably, I should probably get my St. Patrick's Day music again.
Oh, yeah.
Even though we're not really talking about anything Irish.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just with, you know, it goes with the day.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's like the whole theme. Did you wear green, Justin?
I did.
Okay, good. I wore green as well, so yeah. we're solid in that area. And later on, I think we're going to have some green beer, right? Is that the thing?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes,
well,
this is very
exciting for us. Yeah. In the meantime, let's talk about tattoos, because Ed Sheeran, in an interview, someone asked him about his tattoos and said, hey, will you ever regret having tattoos?
Yeah.
And Justin, what was it he said? He said no, right?
He said, I don't think I'm going to regret it when I'm 70, because you don't really see grandparents with their shirts off, because most of his tattoos can be covered up with like a long sleeve shirt. If he's wearing a long sleeve shirt, you can't even tell he has tattoos, really.
Yeah.
But like a short sleeve shirt, he has like sleeve tattoos, so you definitely can see it. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Took me a little longer than I meant, but I found it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we just want to know, if you have a tattoo, do you think you'll ever regret it, like when you're 70 or something?
Yeah.
Jessica from Middleburg, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, great, Jessica. What do you want to say about Ed Sheeran and regretting tattoos when you're 70?
Oh, man. I mean, I agree. Like, you know, I don't think that I would regret my tattoos just because I got older.
Right.
You only live once, so why not go for it?
Yeah, YOLO.
YOLO, as right, a, yeah.
Yeah, right. now, I know there's people out there that get tattoos that they regret right after they get them, kind of thing. I mean, my first tattoo was when I was 18. It was on my lower back, and it was my ex-husband's name, actually.
And why would you get your ex-husband's name on your back?
Well, I would guess husband at the time.
We're divorced now.
Oh, okay, I got you. I was your husband. Perfect.
but yeah, like, it just kind of, it was bad. Like, as soon as I got it, I went home and I showed him, and things just kind of went downhill from there.
Wow, so the tattoo of his name was what ended your, that's so ironic.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And, is it still there, or did you get it covered up or something?
Well, I got it covered up, but it looks like somebody just, like, attacked me with a pen. It doesn't really look good.
Yeah.
So you can still see it underneath the cover-up.
All right, so that's one that you may regret.
Yeah,
okay. Exactly. So you don't think you'll regret your tattoos if they're good and you love them, only if they're, like, D-bags names that you have on your body and can't get rid of.
Exactly.
Makes perfect sense to me. Hey, thanks for calling, Jessica. We appreciate it. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Do you have a tattoo, and do you feel like you may regret it when you're 70? Hey, Larissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good, Larissa. You regret your tattoo?
I do.
Why do you regret it so much?
Because at 25, it seemed like a great idea to put a tattoo right on my chest. And now...
Yeah.
Now I think about the fact that one day that will look totally different.
Yeah.
What is it?
It is a skull.
A skull.
You have a skull right on your chest.
Yes.
Like above? Is it above your like breast area or is it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's not like right in the center. But
okay.
It's definitely.
It's not like a Rihanna thing.
Right.
Yeah.
The one in Florida too. You probably it's tough to cover that up, right? Because you probably.
Yeah, I wear, like, tank tops and spaghetti straps.
And yeah, bikinis and all those things.
But it's there. And then, like, I go to my son's school and everybody gets to see it.
Yeah. Wait till you're a grandma and it's, like, Grandparents' Day. And you're going to be, like, you know, the scary badass grandma.
It'll go full circle, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at it that way. But
all right.
Look at the fact that it's going to just...
Looked weird, yeah. So if you had it to do over again, are you saying you wouldn't get the skull on your chest?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have tons of other tattoos that I'm perfectly okay with.
Yeah.
I just think it's the location.
Yeah.
No, you're probably right about that. Larissa, well, listen, thanks so much for calling. Thanks for sharing that, too. We appreciate it. Carrie from Amelia Island, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Great, Carrie. What, do you think you'll regret your tattoo when you're older?
No, I don't believe so. I got my first tattoo when I was almost 40 years old.
Uh-huh.
And as long as it's meaningful and it represents a part of you or your personality, when you're 70, I don't think you're going to regret it at all.
Yeah, well, see, and I think you're in a different boat because you were older than I think your average tattoo. Like Ed Sheeran's, what, 23, 24?
Yeah, I don't think he's that old.
And he's already jumped in, you know, got all these arm sleeves and chest tattoos and things. You know, 30 years down the road, you're a little more mature when you got yours.
Yeah, a little little more, but, you know, hey, when I'm older and my kids decide to call me Grace me the grandchildren, at least my grandkids will know I was a rocking grandma.
Now yeah, that's right.
To get those needles.
You'll have like a little storybook on your on your chest. Hey, thanks for calling. Angie from Bartram Springs, how are you?
I'm fine, sweetie.
Oh, good. Oh, yay. That's so nice. What do you think you'll regret your tattoo when you're older?
Well, I'm on the opposite side of that spectrum. I refuse to get a tattoo because I have these visuals of, you know, like maybe getting this mighty bulldog and then it ends up looking like a Shar-Pei.
Oh, yeah.
You got this beautiful panther. And then it looks like a prune with a tail.
Yeah. That's going to the right artist, though. Like, you got to find the right tattoo person, like a really well-known one.
But it's still, a wrinkle is a wrinkle.
No, I mean, that's fair.
That is true. Yeah, even though, the best tattoo artist can't stop the effects of age.
Aging.
No. I mean, visually, look, you got a bulldog, and then wrinkles is a Shar-Pei.
No, yeah, you're right, Angie. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Hey, Cecilia, good morning. How are you? Great, Cecilia. Do you regret your tattoo?
I do. I have a few, but the most recent one I got was the San Diego Chargers Bolt logo.
Uh-oh.
And now they're the L.A. Chargers.
Yeah, they're moving to L.A., so that's...
Yeah, so I'm pretty much regretting that one.
When did you get it? Like,
I
this year?
Last year in October, before they moved to L.A.
I feel like the rumors were pretty strong back then anyway.
But it's still like...
They really were, but I am from San Diego originally.
Yeah. No, we get it. I mean, here's the thing. Unless it's like the Green Bay Packers or
the Patriots,
the New York Giants, something like that, Miami Dolphins even.
Please, I hate Eli Manning.
No, I understand. I understand you hate it, but I'm saying unless it's an established team like that,
pretty sure anybody with a Jags tattoo probably regrets it.
I mean, for many reasons. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Reese, how are you? Reese? Peace, Reese. Liz, good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
Doing great, Liz. Thanks so much for asking. What tattoo do you have that you regret?
I don't regret. I love my tattoo.
Oh, you love your tattoo? Oh, good. Well, that's positive. What's your tattoo of?
I have a little Harry Potter tattoo behind my ear.
Is it like a lightning bolt?
It's a lightning bolt and a pair of glasses.
I've seen something like that.
Why behind your ear?
Because it's for me, and my big reason was Harry Potter was such a big part of my life growing up.
Yeah.
And it's always part of who I am as a person. It's always there, even if I'm not automatically thinking about it.
Right. But, like, can you even see it behind your ear? You can't even enjoy it.
I have to move my ear, but I can see it if I want to.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. That's good. Well, that's great. Well, we're glad that you like the Harry Potter.
I mean, that's kind of like mine's on my back. I never see it.
You have a tattoo on your back?
Yeah, on my shoulder.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it of?
It's a Celtic knot, yeah.
Oh.
He hates it, though. He wishes he put it somewhere he could see it, but he has a sun with all of the zodiac signs around it.
Oh, see, I will say I forget it's there sometime, and then I get out of the shower, and there's this big black thing on my shoulder. I think it's a spider, and I freak sometimes.
Yeah?
But
you think it's a spider, and it's really your Celtic knot?
It's just like a circle.
I will say this. I have a scar on my back that I forget's there. It's from an inflamed mole that I had to have removed.
That's so badass.
Yeah. I tell people it was a knife wound I got in a bar fight.
Yeah.
Don't lose
that.
No. Thank you, Liz. I know they don't. Hey, we appreciate it.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.